Hey, so it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's Tuesday. It's the day of the inspection, and yeah, as expected, I've done next to no progress on my room. I finished work half an hour early, got an Uber straight home, had some dinner, and then was like, all right, let's do this. And then I went onto Netflix and YouTube and I got some V's and I was like, all right, I'm gonna stay up the whole night and I'm gonna clean up the room and I'm gonna clean the house and I'm gonna arrange all the things that I need to arrange to make sure that there's nothing wrong with the organization of this flat and everything, and yeah, it all just slipped past me. So, yeah, I'm recognizing all the things that, I'm doing wrong, basically. I'm prioritizing my own pleasure and my own relaxation over what needs to be done. Because it needs to be done, it can't be delayed or anything, but if I just Yeah, so, pretty frustrating to be honest. I'd hope that I'd be a better adult than this, 'cause what I'm doing is pretty childish, to be honest. But there's still a lot of time. The inspection's at 4:30, so if it's 9 o'clock, then it's 7.5 hours. Yeah, 7 hours, it seems like a lot of time, but with my attitude and how I procrastinate, it's like I'll probably get 30 minutes of stuff done. So yeah, let's see how we go. I'm not sure what's gonna happen, but I know for sure that at the end of this, I know at the end of this we're gonna have a clean room and hopefully clean household. Everything seems fine, it's an adequate level of cleanliness, but my room's just a disaster, so yeah, better not. After this, I'm pretty free to set up a lot of stuff, so yeah. I just hope that I improve. Because this was a disaster. I stayed up all night. I hardly slept. I slept probably an hour of tonight. But yeah, it probably couldn't have been worse. How bad I procrastinated. I slept in a pile of my own clothes in my bed, and now I need to put them away. Probably take 10 minutes to do to sort them out and all that. But yeah, today marks the day that I recognize myself as a terrible human being with little self-respect and a lack of organizational skills and the priority of my own pleasure. Yeah. Things to work on. It's a good foundational level if you're hoping for growth, right? If you don't recognize what you're bad at, how are you gonna grow? And if you've got nothing wrong with you, then how are you gonna grow? So, yeah, gotta work on my organization, my proactiveness and my self-respect, because living in a room like this is probably not good for me, to be honest. Not like physical health-wise, but more like mental status, I guess. Like, who am I and what am I worth and all that sort of stuff. It's like reflective of how I treat my room. Like I'm treating it badly. I'm not giving myself the room to say this is my personal place, and like it's where I spend a lot of time, and if I don't do anything with it, like if I don't treat my room with respect, what does it say about how I think about myself, you know? And when I reflect on myself, I don't really get very far because a lot of it's subconsciously hidden. Yeah. I don't know. I stayed up all night, so my headspace is not the best. I know for a fact that staying up for too long makes me irritated easy. I can get angry pretty quick. I have a terrible attention span. My thinking is like, it's blah, you know? But yeah, I'm hoping for the best in the future. I think, it's always that thing that you have, right? Oh, this is the last time my room's ever gonna get dirty, or this is the last time I'm gonna let myself get like this, or this is the last time this is gonna happen. But baby steps, right? Baby steps. We'll get there. We'll get there. Is my recording a procrastinating thing? I don't think so. Reflecting on stuff is very, very important. This is really important that I get this out there. Because, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm not saying that I don't have, sorry, I'm thinking that I don't have strengths or gifts or talents or whatever, skills and positive special features of being a person, because I do. I'm good at being positive, even though what I'm saying is negative, it's just realistic and what's going on. But I've got positive outline for the future. I'm always expecting things to get better. As an example, of course. But yeah, right now I'm just focusing on what's wrong with me, what I'm not good at. Because I know I should focus on strengths and stuff, but as a foundation, I should be organized and I should be cleaning my room and respecting myself. Yeah. Okay. Here's the plan. I'm gonna get out of bed. I'm half dressed. Get dressed. Have some breakfast. And then go hundies. Really just clean up my room. Like, no excuses. I'll put on some music. It's early enough. Well, I mean, it's late enough that I can play music loudly. And then, yeah, like 2 hours should be finished, right? Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, in my headspace right now, I don't think. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's a bloomin' disaster. Yeah. Have lunch. Eat chocolate. Oh, mate. Honestly. Chocolate. I have so much chocolate Easter eggs, right? And then, like, yesterday, I saw a deal of, like, a large box of chocolates for $4, like the Swiss Lindt chocolates. And they were $4, so I bought six of them. They are delicious though. They're so much better than the chocolate eggs. They're dated though, so they go off in like 2 weeks. So it's, yeah. Chocolate. Why am I like this? I don't even eat that much chocolate. I mean, I eat a lot of chocolate, but I mean, not that much, right? This episode is gluggy and it's stretched out, I know, but it's a good way to figure out the like the starting phases. I'm using the quote marks with my fingers. The starting phases of this journey. We call this audio diary. I don't know. Saying all this stuff gets me motivated to think that by the end of today, I will be a self-respected or self-respecting organized human being with the ability to clean a room. And I'll be proud of that. So I'm motivated now to really just do it. Especially because of the fact that time's running out and there's no option but to clean it. But I'm motivated. I'll call it self-motivation. Not by the outside restrictions of time, so. Well, I'll see if I can edit this podcast episode entry to let listening people know what happened. Hopefully, I'll get a nap in here too. Because, mate, I'm thrashed. And I didn't even do anything. So, mate, let's see what happens after I actually do something, right? It's gonna be crazy. Yeah, I'm awake. I'm alive. 4 Vs later. Let's find out what happened. See you guys in 3 hours, 12 o'clock. Sure. Ciao, ciao.